This past weekend, the Memorial Seahawks took part in the 12th annual Shoot for the Cure event. Rosie Stanoev is a member of the women's basketball team and one of the event's student organizers.
So Shoot for the Cure is basically two basketball games, so a women's game, then a men's game. And we're basically raising funds for the Canadian Cancer Society and promoting awareness for breast cancer research.
Shoot for the Cure is part of the National U Sports Initiative to raise money for breast cancer across the country. Stanoev, along with teammate Ashley Collins, look forward to the event every year and were eager to organize the event for the student body.
Before I came to Mon, I looked forward to watching the event, and in my first year was always my favorite event that we hosted. So when the older girls asked me if I wanted to be a part of it, when I was a second year, I said, sure. It's a really good opportunity to get involved.
I've kind of grown up like going to Seahawks games and watching the same way Rosie has. So when I was in my first year, I got asked to do this, and I thought it was a great opportunity to help out and also get more involved in the whole program.
The weekend was a great success, with over $1,100 being raised for breast cancer research. Breast cancer is a leading cancer in Canada. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed, according to the Canadian Cancer Society. Jessica Osborne works with the group and says funds raised can go a long way in the fight against the cancer.
Breast cancer is a huge thing here in Newfoundland, in Canada in general. And the Shoot for the Cure is always in support of breast cancer, which we love. We actually, right here at Daffodil Place, give out a lot of practical supports in the way of wigs, turbans, temporary prostheses, permanent prostheses. All these events in support of breast cancer help fund those programs. They help fund research in Canada, even here at MUN. Without events like Shoot for the Cure and independent fundraising events in general, we would definitely not be able to provide those services for people.
Osborne adds that death rates in breast cancer patients have dropped 44% since 1988, and the 5-year survival rate of patients has risen to 87%. She hopes the numbers continue to trend upwards so that we can live in a Canada where breast cancer's time has run out. For Kicker, I'm Alex Kennedy.